Yeah, with Phil Moss. Good to see you again, Phil.
Morning,
thanks
guys.
For coming in, mate. And pleasure. Thanks for sort of joining the Greens mate. That we've got going on this panel today.
I don't want to be the nice thorn in anyone's side.
No.
Mate, strategic priority is what they're saying about the A-League expansion.
Yeah, look, it's a massive issue in the game, and it's great that it's bubbling to the surface now, because I think I've said on the show before, you know, playing each other three times, sometimes four or five times if you include the finals in one season is just too many times, and the league needs to expand. We need to include other areas or other derbies in major cities. So it's great that FFA are addressing it. There's been some tensions bubbling under the surface for a long time with the owners about, you know, expanding the league, how the league is run, and them having more input into driving revenue through the game.
Yeah, Phil, this one intrigues me. Now, I saw the Gold Coast Mariners are trying to buy the stadium, the Central Coast Stadium, which is a cracking stadium. It's a terrific viewing stadium. And I know the owners seem to have money at the Mariners, but they don't seem to spend it on their footy club. And now they want to buy the stadium. I don't quite understand the dynamics up there on the Central Coast.
It's an interesting one, TK. And if they are trying to buy the stadium, which there's quotes from owner Mike Charlesworth this morning that they are deadly serious about it. Look, that's good news. And times have obviously changed because Graham Arnold and I put petrol in the mower to mow the training pitch on several occasions. So that's good news. But I agree with you 100%. You've got to invest in the football team first and build a successful product to fill the stadium. So, but it's, you know, I think Mike Charlesworth is probably trying to cash in on the fact that the council dynamics have changed up there because of the merge.
Merge with Wyong. And
yeah, that's right. And the training venue is in Wyong and the match venue is in Gosford. So watch this space. But it's an interesting one because, you know, I've lived it and I know how tight the budget was. And to be buying a stadium, I mean, it's a way forward. We need purpose-built stadiums for football in the A-League eventually. It's the MLS model. They do the same thing. But is that the biggest priority at the moment? I'm not sure.
Well, you've got to have tenants.
Yeah.
There's no point having a stadium if you've got no tenants.
That's what I'm saying. Build the football product first.
You need more than just you.
Yeah. Build a winning team, and then you'll fill the stadium.
Mate, the governance of the game overall, there's a couple of articles this morning. Does it need to change?
Look, it needs to evolve, if not change totally. And look, David Gallop and Stephen Lowy, they've got their finger on the pulse. They know what needs to happen moving forward. They've spoken about, you know, the importance of the NPL, the FFA Cup, and leading to expansion, promotion, relegation down the track. But certainly there's been some rumblings under the surface from owners about their lack of control, where their money goes, and how they can drive revenue through the game. So definitely something needs to happen. There's been some talk recently about a breakaway commission to run the game. I think this is why David's come out yesterday and knocked that on the head and met and formed this Australian Professional Football Clubs Association, of which Greg Griffin, the boss at Adelaide United, is the boss of. Mm-hmm. He's been appointed chairman. So it's good that there's this communication between the two now. It's very serious and it needs to happen because the game is getting bigger. We saw it last weekend and it's probably riding on that wave of momentum from last weekend's launch and the Melbourne Derby this week, that it's a pertinent time.
You mentioned the Melbourne Derby. How many minutes will Tim Cahill play? Will he start?
I think there'll be huge pressure on John Van Skip to start him. Mm. You know, it's a Melbourne
More
Derby,
exciting
his
if he
debut.
Runs, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, look, at club level, I think he's got 60 minutes in his legs.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think there'd be any drama with that, provided he's come through unscathed from the Socceroos camp. But certainly a great night down there. What I'm really interested in, guys, is the reaction he's going to get from the crowd. Timmy Cahill has never been booed in Australia because he's got the whole country behind him. This is his debut in the national competition. Now, Harry Kuehl came back. He was booed by opposition
fans. Half the
people
are going to love him and half the people are going to hate him.
Will it be half, though? Because Melbourne Victory, I reckon they'll get three quarters of that stadium at Etihad. And it's going to be interesting to see how he reacts to that, how the crowd reacts and what it does to his performance.
And very quickly, mate, Topper Stanley will be back for the Wanderers. They need to turn things around very quickly, don't they?
They really do. Test
it's
of character.
Tough one.
Yeah, Brendan Sanilab has come out and said this is a real test of character. Topper Stanley is their leader. He's a defender. And their defence was all over the shop last week. So a big in for them.
We're going to get a full preview of all those big games in the A-League tomorrow with you, mate. We look forward to it.
Can't wait, boys.